Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let the rhythm take you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys, here we go.
Phase has begun. Submission phase.
In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, a hot biography, including a picture, via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work beginning April 1st. The email address to submit for competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down on the all-new Up and Down Radio Network with your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B, a.k.a. Donnell Bella. And we doing it real big tonight. It's official 6 after 9, and we're going to be doing Hot Topics tonight. We got a very special guest with us tonight. We got our girl, LG. What's up, LG? What's up, girl?
Hey, what's up, Donnie B? What it do, man? You know, like, you've been, like, a minute.
Are you glad? Hey, I know. Are you glad that we're back? We're finally back on the air. We've been having a hot show night for last.
Yeah, exactly. You playing some good music too. I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, you know we got to keep it. You know we got to keep it going on for the people out there. Shout out to everybody out there listening to us right here on Facebook. And we are back. We're going to be playing some hot music. And we got hot topics going on. Girl, you missed a hot topic last night. The floods, the phone was ringing up a stone. And we was asking the question on night before last, why so many of our young black brothers go to prison. That's what we was talking about night before last. What you think about that, LG?
Oh, my God. I think they're just doing it because they don't have nothing to do. Especially the ones, you know, it's hard for them to find a job. So the only thing they got to do is just hustle, a lot of them hustling, and then they know they end up getting in trouble and get caught, but they don't have no choice.
Right,
just because
right.
They make money. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that, but ain't there a better way? You know what, that's a good question. We gonna bring that up tonight, because today is Wednesday night. It is official, whatever Wednesday, and this is where you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The line will be open tonight at 347-989-1725. And LG said, now repeat that again, LG, what you say about the brothers, why the brothers do what they do when they go to prison?
Yes, because they be getting on their hustle because they can't find no job. And I don't blame them because I do the same thing too. If I can't find no job, I know the only way for me to make money, I go out there and hustle too. But, I just be scared to go to jail, you know, just...
Wow, that's a good, I am so happy that you brought up that conversation, because people need to know that, because we still don't have an idea, a concept, and everybody that called in the night before last was still trying to figure out why so many of our young black brothers are going to prison. And you made a big statement. You say because there's no job. Kind of explain a little bit about that, why you say that, because that's a good question right there. Go ahead.
My point is, okay, you know, like, when people been locked up, got felonies, you know, and everything, and they be the main people, can't find a job. But my understanding is, if y'all don't want the people to be locked up, why y'all can't help them find a job? You know what I'm saying? Because now most days, these people be looking over the application. They want to make sure you don't have no drug case, and, they don't want you to be a sex offender and all of that. Especially when you're not the type of person no more that you're trying to change, but they don't care about all of it because they going, going about your felony.
Wow.
You got in the background, you know. So there's one thing I don't understand. You know, I think what it is, these people need to have better communication. You know, they need to reach out and help these people find a job. That's what I think.
Now, y'all hearing it first right here from a young person, from another young person to another young person. You guys asking the question tonight is why so many of our young black brothers are going to prison, and she just asked a full question letting you know that because there's not enough jobs. Do you think that that's all there is to it? I mean, you got brothers out there that are working still going to prison. Let's talk about that real quick. Well, if jobs the only thing out there that's making them go to prison because they don't have a job?
No, you know, I know some black brothers be having a little attitude. You know what I'm saying? But they don't have an attitude where they with their girlfriend or with their wife to lose control. You know, fighting them. By them fighting, they end up going to jail because they putting their hands on them. Of course, you know, they gonna believe a woman before they believe a man. So that's another reason. Yeah. So whatever guys do that the police think is wrong, they're gonna try to do something just to put them in prison behind bars.
So you think? Oh, okay. So let me ask this. Now that we're talking about that, do you think race play a major role in this? Let's talk about this because you are a young African American woman who hangs out with a lot of the young people, and y'all kind of talk about situations. You probably have seen different situations that the young black brothers in. That's why I think you're a good perfect candidate to talk to about the problem that's going on in our black community. And is that the only problem that we have in our? Is this a major factor that's going on in the black community? Let's talk about that real quick.
It is a lot of race. You know, it depends on what color the judge, you know, because when the judge see a black person, it makes sure they don't like that black person because they always think that every black person, I always have to be the one that, you know, they be doing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I think, you know, everybody's not supposed to judge by no color because we all God's people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if I'm white. It doesn't matter if I'm black. It doesn't matter if I'm Mexican. It doesn't matter where I'm from, you know. But to be honest, I think the race needs to stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his brother's black and the judge, they got white judges. Because, you know, the black police officers, they're scared when it comes out to white people, you know what I'm saying? They don't let white people go over them because they know they don't want to lose their job.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think they don't need to, you know, judge out of prison. Because, like, if you go to pen and go to jail, I think you see more black people locked up than more whites and more Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, y'all heard it first. Y'all heard the real deal. Mm-hmm. And this subject is very touching to me when it comes down to the young people, and especially me. I work with a lot of African American young brothers. Not only do I work with the black brothers, but I work, you know, especially being a program director for after school program. I see a lot of the young kids come in. I'm in there every day with 10-year-olds, 13, 14, 15, and a lot of these kids I feel do have a lot of issues going on at the house. Now you do agree that plays a major role in what's going on with our young black brothers.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what's going on at their house, because do you think that that has a lot to do with it? Let's get this from you, input from you.
Yeah. I think it does have a lot to do with it, but you know, most black guys they gonna act different. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
is it
I
anger
think they
taste
their race.
Is it anger management? Are we angry about something? Are we angry at the world? And why?
I think it is anger management because, you know, they do lose their temper real easy. You know what I'm saying? And they easy to get mad. And when they get mad, they take it to a whole another level. And by not taking it to another level, their whole attitude changes. So, yeah, I think it is anger management. But they need to take, you know, go see a counselor, you know, a counselor or, you know, somebody who can help them to control their ways.
Right.
All
right, y'all. I tell you what, if y'all, for those that tune in to us on Facebook right here tonight, we're talking about African-American black brothers. We're doing part two, and we got so many responses with this one on Tuesday night. We decided to bring it back, and we got my special guest co-host, Miss LG, with us, young African-American black sister, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about her input about what she's thinking. The phone lines are starting to blow up, so we're going to get input. Girlfriend, Miss LG, we're going to get input from everybody tonight. We're going to open up the phone line because there are a lot of and upset, angry people. And we're going to talk about that. And it is Open Line Wednesday. This is what we can talk about, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about what's going on with President Barack Obama. And if you haven't heard the news, wake up, America. Wake up, America. 2013 Jay-Z and Beyonce making news. The deal is that's going on. Why is Jay-Z and Beyonce spending millions of dollars of taxpayer money to go and have a vacation of their own, their personal vacation? Wake up, America. We have serious problem in our black community when we have famous people who got millions of dollars in their pocket for spending the government money to be able to do what they do. Beyonce who and Jay-Z who's spending millions of dollars going on a vacation, and we already, what they call, is broke here in America. Wake up, America. Wake up, people. 2013, so much going on. Dude, rates play a major role in everyday life on what we do. Are we going to get a fair life as far as getting a job? Will a white man get the job quicker because of his race? Will a black man get, you know, will he get a job because of his experience? Wake up, America. It's 2013. Do the President Barack Obama, is he doing a good job? Well, it all depends on who you ask that to. Some people say that he's not doing enough. Some people say that he can't get the bill passed. But here's the major deal, is when you have a full Republican who are running this country, even though we say Barack Obama is the president, but we all know in reality, voting for him twice, that nothing is being done in America. Wake up, America. It is 2013. We must wake up as a black community and realize there is something wrong in Washington, D.C. when you have Jay-Z, Beyonce, who's spending personal money of the taxpayer money going to a vacation, a wedding vacation. Wake up, America. We got serious problems here when budgets are being cut, but we can spend that type of money going out to try to have fun, personal interest. 2013, wake up, America, when we got hundreds of millions of African Americans who are being killed every day in Chicago. What changes we must make? We're going to talk about those coming up tonight right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio. We are your voice in the black community that is trying to make a difference. Yeah, y'all probably looking at us like, man, what is going on Up and Down Radio? Well, we are now a new talk radio show that's concerned about our black community, concerned about what's happening in our own city, the Fort Worth Independent School District. We want to talk about that tonight. Changes must happen in Chicago School District, where 50 schools are now going to be closed down in the African America area of the community. We got serious problems when we have that many schools across the country being closed. What must we do as African America, as black young men will say? There's changes need to be happening right here in our own country. Wake up, black America. It's time to wake up. We're going to go live to the phone line. It is definitely going down. I'm your man, Mr. Dunnemy, the host, and my beautiful co-host is standing by with us tonight. LG is in the building. Welcome to the show, Miss LG. We're going to take the phone calls coming up right now. LG, you ain't never heard me talk like this, have you, Miss LG?
No, it's my first time.
Well, this is the new talk of 2013. We're going live to the phone line to area code 323. Los Angeles is in the building. What's going down, Chia Mose?
What's going on, Brother Donnie T? I see that you've been listening to Stop the Violence, talking about everybody get up.
That's right, man. Everybody get up. Say what's up to my co-host, LG.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, young lady?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Chili Mose in Los Angeles. I'm just so humbled to be in your presence. I know you're one of the queens down there, and so I'm just humbled to be in your presence. I was listening to the young lady earlier talking about the young brothers, why they're in jail, about the money issue, and talking about the anger management. What people have to realize in today, Johnny B, is that just the kids that are being born mad. they've been born with attitude because their parents is mad. You know, I was talking to a young lady, Evangelist Dorothy Smith, and I should have her call in on your show sometime. And she's talking about anytime you have parents who one parent is in jail and the other parent has been maybe raped or molested or been on drugs and been abused with domestic violence. If a mother has been abused with domestic violence and she carries a baby 9 months, then that baby is, while it's been formed, it's been abused right along with the mother. And so, you know, we have to look at all these things. We're all connected. As I lead this international Stop the Violence campaign all around the world, we just had on April the 7th, ministers in 40 states and in 57 countries preach Stop the Violence in Love and Love because God is love. We must come together as a community, Donnie B. On May the 26th, we're going to do it again. But, you know, it's a lot of things that you want to focus on. But we must fight for our rights. You know, we must fight for our rights. Fight for what's right in a nonviolent way to live for another day. You know, if you go to Chili Most, Chilimost, fight for your rights on YouTube and see the video. It's a dedication of Dr. King, who stood for nonviolence but died for people's rights. So there's so many things going on, but we have to remember that we're all connected. I know you want to talk about the black community, but what happens in the black community is happening in communities all around the world. If you look globally, you look in Europe, you see people in the streets fighting for their rights in Europe because the austerity measures that's been put in place. They're in the streets in Greece. They're in the streets in Italy. They're in the streets in Germany. They're in the streets in England. They're in the streets in China. They're in the streets in Japan. They're in the streets in Australia. They're in the streets all through Africa and South America. It's not just a black community. It's not just a black thing. It's a human thing. Fighting for rights is the center of the times because austerity measures that's been put in place in Europe 24 months ago, it's just now coming in place now with this bill that they tried to pass that's going to just destroy what's going on in schools all around the country. What message are you sending to kids when the school that they used to go into is closed down in their community? These are the messages that's going on around the country, and it's all about the people, Donnie B. It's not about the politicians. If the people come together, then we must put the politicians' feet to the fire and make sure that we vote for the people who's going to represent the community. And once we start doing that, we can turn this thing around.
So give us some quick tips, man. How can we turn it around? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, first of all, it starts in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in the home. You know, you can't see the educational system is a school of miseducation. We must have come together in the community like we used to be, Donnie B, 40, 50 years ago. Parents must start spending more time with their children. Fathers must be fathers to their children, number one. And mothers and young girls have to stop having babies out of wedlock. We have three generations of people under the age of 40 years old. You have a child, you have a mother, you have a grandmother, and they're all under the age of 35 and 40 years old. We must change this mindset, Donnie B, that I've been telling you about. We must change this mindset around this country and around the world. We must change the mindset to learn how to agree to disagree in a nonviolent way. We must change this mindset of everybody in the community. And once we change the mindset, if you're talking about tips, the older people like you and me must teach the young people to be entrepreneurs. We must mentor. I'm challenging every black man that's listening now over the age of 30 to be a mentor to some young black boy in the community at least 4 hours a day, because we're all connected together. For the churches, some churches are only open on Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesday for Bible study and Sunday. Churches should be open 7 days a week. And what we did in Denver this last week, we connected schools with the church, so when kids get out of school, they can go directly to church and have some after-school activities. We must start having a community, just like you have a community and where you're the program director down in that housing complex. That has to be a model to go all around the world. And that's just a few of the things, Donnie B. I know it's a lot on my mind, but it's a lot on your mind too, brother.
Oh, yes, no doubt. And that's the reason I choose to do this program and spend the money, being my own sponsor to put this program out there because I feel that this program needs to be out there. And there are, and I noticed this, GMO, there are a lot of angry, upset people all across the country. Hey, GMO, don't go anywhere, y'all. We're going out to the phone lines. LG, stay right there with you. We're going out to area code 832-328. You are live on the hottest new talk radio, The Late Night Talk with Donnie B.
What's going on, Donnie B? This is Skip Flanagan.
Hey, Skip, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Great conversation once again. And hello, Ms. Co-host.
Hello.
Yeah, man. You know, when we talk about the problems of the black community, I think one thing that we must acknowledge is the fact that the president that we have is he's articulate. He's what the women say, he's handsome, charismatic, and all that. But when it comes to being a leader of a country, you have to have some kind of plan. You have to have an agenda. You have to have some solution. I actually want to reference something that George Bush did. He actually gave out stimulus checks during the year. He also increased the earned income credit up to about $10,000, where these checks could have about $10,000 on the income taxes. If these guys were smart, they could have used that $10,000 to either pay their rent up for a whole year or use that $10,000 to start a business. You see what I'm saying? So, and also, what he also did was create those church initiative programs where the churches could actually, you know, do some things in the community to help change those communities around.
Right.
Well, so we as black people have to reprioritize, you know what I'm saying? We have to see what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the president that we have. Now, one thing that he did that should be a clear signal that he's not in cue with what's going on in the community is he gave Congress a raise of the last fiscal cliff. During the last fiscal cliff arguments, he gave Congress a raise. Listen to what I'm saying. He gave Congress a raise, and he also gave Hollywood a bunch of money. But now, here we go right now, and if you can give them a raise back then, why would you cut Social Security for the old people right now?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And it's funny you say that, man, because I've been getting a lot of response from a lot of the elderly, because not only do I work as the program director for the kids, but I'm also the activity director for the community, and a lot of the elderly told me that they are very concerned about what's going on in the White House. What do you guys thoughts about that?
See, the thing is, we have to. Everybody is paying attention more to the jargon versus exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When the president feels like he wants to do something, he does it. When he wants to stand up for gay rights, he did it.
Right.
When he wanted to pass Obamacare, he did it. When he wanted to pass the drone program, he did it.
That's right,
so what is it that he's not getting passed through? That's what people need to really do their research and say, what is it that he's not getting passed through?
Here's the deal. Now, CNN News is reporting that he wants to put this on the table now. Now, I want everybody to get a really good understanding. He didn't say he was going to cut Social Security. What he said he was going to do was he's willing to put everything on the table, including entitlement, which means Social Security, on the table to get this thing across the Republicans to go up on the tax. But the Republicans are saying, wait a minute, we still don't want to do this. So this man is willing to put everything on the table from Social Security just to get his point across to work with Republicans.
This is the same method that he's been using ever since he started governing.
Mm-hmm.
That the Republicans don't want him to pass now. But in the middle of the night, on the last night of every time that the deadline comes, guess who get all the money?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
The Republicans.
Right.
So we have to see what's going on with this type of governing that he's doing. He's playing a blame game that's really dividing the country, and that's when you're looking at it from the other side.
I'm still, check this out, man. I'm still tripping the fact that Jay-Z, if you guys look at ever go to Yahoo is report. This is coming from Yahoo News, one of the main sources of news. Yahoo is reporting that Jay-Z and Beyonce took a personal vacation trip overseas with the taxpayer money. So you tell me, what's wrong with that picture? Why is it that these are rich, famous folks? If you can take, if you got all this money, but you want to spend the taxpayer money on a personal vacation, and this is coming from Yahoo News. What are your thoughts about that, man? Now you tell me we ain't got no problems here in America. Wake up, America! We got major problems going on right here.
See, the thing is with that, once again, it's the same circle of people that's having the money. All of them got the money, and they're keeping the money, and they got money. Okay, just like when he kept on talking about he giving his salary back. Okay, if you give your salary back, how is that money going to reach any of these people in these communities? The only thing that's going to help these people in these communities is if they have a job or if they have a business. You understand what I'm saying? The legislation that's put in place is either going to allow them to keep their money, you know, or get certain tax breaks, but it's not going to be no free money that's just going to drop into these people's hands. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like with the schools that are being closed down. If the government was responsible for the well-being of the country, that would be priority. You understand?
Right.
To keep the schools going. You know, the crime that's going on in these neighborhoods, that would be priority if the government wanted those things to be right. Don't you know that only thing they had to do was write a check for these guys and all that would be cool? But they'll write a check for everything else but those things that are necessary to help our community stay up. You see what I'm saying? So at some point, we got to look at it and say what is going on and what to do. And what we need to do is really focus on getting rid of some of that legislation that's on us. When you look at the surcharges, we got surcharges, we got child support, we got the new Obamacare. When you do the math, you got to do the math. If the average person is not going to make, say, $2,000 a month, that's average. Okay, if you make $2,000 a month, you good. You understand what I'm saying? But if you get a car note, a house note, a baby, a cell phone, insurance, that's almost $1,500 right there. Then you got to
right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we got to look at it. The more all the legislation that they really put on us, we really can't handle that. You know, we are saying, yeah, but we can't handle, you know, people can't even save $100 a month. You understand?
Sure, right.
That's a complex task. You know, saving $50 a month at a time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you plan a vacation, you plan a vacation almost a year ahead of time. So don't go get a ticket. Don't go get a traffic violation. Don't let the police pull you over today.
Ooh, man, that's more money.
The ticket is going to be at least $300. You understand what I'm saying? So, man, we are in debt. We are in real debt, and we have to look at that, man. You know what I'm saying? It was once upon a time where people didn't even think about going to jail, but everything that you do almost right now is a crime. You understand?
Right.
That? So when you see these guys going to prison and wanting to go to jail, you got to look at it. If they go to jail and can get their lights paid, they clothes cleaned, and have an excuse for not living, and then call everybody on the outside and say, hey, send me $10, send me $20. Man, that's a lot easier than getting out here and going to jail for trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So,
Chiamo, I want you to get in on this conversation, Mr. Chiamo, because this I'm telling you, this show right here, we definitely want to talk about some of the major things that's happening all across the country, man. Also, I definitely want to get your input about what's going on out there in Chicago. 50 schools being closed now. What's the deal? And that's in Barack Obama, what, hometown?
Yeah, you know, that's the town that he adopted him when he got out of college. You know, it's a 50-year plan. The plan started in the 50s, like I was sharing with you the other night. It was a 50 and 60 year plan. This thing just didn't happen overnight. You just woke up today, Donnie B, and it's in your face today. This was a plan to break down people. It was a plan to not only the black community. I know we want to talk about the black community, but if you look around globally, it's affected everybody. It's a plan to make the middle class is shrunk. It's going to just be two people, the poor and the rich. But that's the plan. But you know, we have to offset that plan with our own plan. See, they had this plan all along, so now we're just not waking up trying to put a plan together. But let me tell you this. It's a lot of great things that's going on in this country that I'm not going to share about with you tonight, because I'm not going to share about it until it's in place. The best plan is the plan that you keep close to your best, and then you implement the plan, and then you don't put the plan on CNN. You don't put the plan on ABC. You put the plan in the communities across the country and let the people. That's how you do a plan. You don't tell everybody what your plan is. You know, they didn't tell us what their plan was. They just slowly put it in place. They broke it down. They broke down the family. They started with the welfare system. They got the man out of the house. They said, well, we'll do that in the 60s. The 70s, we'll start outsourcing all the jobs. They outsourced the jobs. Then in the 80s, they came with the Iran-Contra thing. They brought the drugs from Nicaragua. They gave it to the Bloods and the Crips in Los Angeles and told them to spread it across the country. Wasn't no Bloods and Crips across this country in the 70s. It was only in Los Angeles. But they spread it now. It's Bloods and Crips in every city all across the country. See, that was the plan. And so they say that we'll check out we'll outsource the jobs. Anytime you outsource the jobs and bring in guns and drugs, you got a problem, because if a young man is 25 years old and he don't have a job, but he's got drugs and he can sell drugs to feed his family, guess what he's going to do? He's going to go out there and feed his family. So then it's just a constant breakdown. But let me share this one thing with you, then I'll let somebody else speak. There's more black elected officials in the history of the country today than it's ever been. You got black mayors, you got black city council people, you got a black caucus, you got black people in every part of the government. Now we have a black president, and we're still worse off than we was. So what is that telling you, Donnie B? It's up to the people to vote in people who represent the real people. But the real people.
Hold that down. That's a good. You're right about that. But what do we do when we think we already voted for somebody? We thought we voted for somebody that was going to do good for the black community, that was going to do good for the whole entire country, man.
What did Brother Malcolm say? You've been hoodwinked.
Right.
You've been bamboozled.
Right.
You bought into this illusion that if a man had the same color of skin as yours, then he's the right man for the community. And that same man that has the same color of skin as yours that you voted for sold you out, Donnie B.
Hey, I tell you what, man, don't y'all go nowhere, man. You definitely tune in to the late night show right here on Up and Down Radio Network, where we are the voice for the black community, and we're doing it real big. And we're going to take a quick station break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this, everything that's happening in Chicago. We're going to talk about what's going on here in the USA and overseas. Could we be getting ready for war? Let's talk about that coming up after the break right here. We got my boy Skip Flanagan live with us, Mr. Chill Mose from Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back.
This summer is blazing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's hot to the mug outside.
On the station with the hottest hits.
On Crikey.com. Streaming at 320. Broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time. Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week, and the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation's hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres, music, fashion, blogging, etc. in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards will recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun, the submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, hot biography, including a picture via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work beginning April 1st. The email address to submit for competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. as we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Go to the streets is here. Blocks Magazine. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing and promotional branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blocks Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lumbee Mafia Music, in corporations with Don Squad Magazine, presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage 4th and Franklin Street. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yeah, that's right. You are locked on the hottest news station across the country right here on Blog Talk Radio, which, boy, we're famous, DJ Dunny B, and we are still talking about some hot topics tonight. Today is Wednesday night. It is. You can talk about whatever you want. You can give us a call at 347-989-1725. I say a shout-out to Denise, who's listening to us in Mobile, Alabama. She said she loved the show, and she said that we are definitely talking about some serious topics. She said that the other night she enjoyed the program, and she's really enjoying the show. She's telling all her friends about it, and she's actually at work listening to us. What y'all think about that, Chill Mo and Skip?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when you can talk about some facts. I was actually talking about that earlier, man. I was asking this guy, you know, I was like, why is it that we don't have any mainstream TV show that an author can go on, or some good pastor that's really about the community and just talk about black issues, man? It's ridiculous, man.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. They do, but you don't know about them. They are so secret. You won't know they even exist, man. That's crazy. But we're gonna talk now with our main man from Los Angeles. So what's going on with you, man? What's the word out there in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, you was talking about just the media. My brother was talking about the media just a minute ago, and you know what I want to say is what I was sharing with you earlier, Donnie B, is the black newspapers has always been one of the black voices in the community.
Right.
You know, on my show that comes on WVFG 107.5 FM in Uniontown, Alabama, every day, Monday through Friday at 8:15 in the morning, a.m., Pacific Standard Time, and 10:15 your time. You know, I had Brother George Curry on. He's over the NNPA, and his columns runs through 232 newspapers, black newspapers, every week. And we was talking about the same thing, and he asked him, what does he think about how important the black newspapers are? And he said, if we didn't have black newspapers, the stories that won't be told in the other newspapers, but that's been told in our newspapers. So I'm making a concentrated effort to get all the black newspaper owners on, all the editors or the publishers. Today I had on a brother named Mr. John Zipper in Utah, Alabama, and the name of his paper is the Greene County Democrat. And this is a great newspaper down there. And tomorrow I'm going to have on the brother that's leading a Stop the Violence campaign, but Friday I'm going to have a Sister Gina Wilson on that owns a paper in Detroit. And what I want people to know is all the great history and legacy that comes from these newspapers. The oldest newspaper in the country is the Savannah Times, and this paper was founded in 1875, Donnie B. In 1875, can you imagine?
Wow, that's a long time.
You know, the history and the legacy that comes from that long of a period of time, and God is leading me in this international Stop the Violence campaign down a certain spiritual journey for myself as I come across all these great people across the country, like the brother that's on today and you, and the sister that's on, your co-host, and all the great people that I meet all around the country. And what I'm seeing is we must come together as one voice. We must come together as one voice, not only in this country but around the world, and we must break down the barriers. We must break, as I get all the ministers to preach Stop the Violence, Their Love with Love on April the 7th and then again on May the 26th, we break it down the barriers between the white ministers, our Jewish brothers, our Protestant brothers, Catholics, all across the board. We must break down these barriers of race, because there's only one child. We all God's children. There's only one God. And once we break down the barriers, we'll find that we don't have to worry about just one person, even though we must keep our own black history and our own legacy together. If you look at the problem, it's a class problem. It's a class problem. Let me just say this is a class problem as well as a race problem, but I'm going to leave you with this number. Anytime you get 1% of the people, 1% of the people that controls and controls 90 cents of every dollar, let me say it again, 1% of the people that controls 90 cents of every dollar in this country and around the world, that's the problem.
Wow. Yeah, what you think about that, man?
It's a powerful brother. I mean, he hit some of the points that I always talk about too. And back to what you were saying about the media, I was actually talking about the activists, the type of activists that we have right now. You know, back in the day, the activists were the guys that went to jail, like the Nelson Mandelas. You know what I'm saying? Now, our activists are those type of guys that go to the scene, like with the Trayvon Martin thing. They show up, they all get together, catch the airplane, and go to the town and, you know, do the photo ops, and then they leave and, you know, get a couple of dollars and leave. You know, same thing with the politicians. You know, when he was talking about the politicians in color, you know, what we have to realize also is that a lot of white people will serve us better in these political offices than some of these brothers, man. You had some white folks that was down with the civil rights movement as well, you know, and I think that's something that's harder for black people to do, and that's trust some white people. You can't trust hardly anybody, you know what I'm saying? But we have to be
Wait a minute, man. If you want to go back to that, we can barely even trust our own race.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to do a better job. We have to get more educated. We have to become politically educated as well. You know, we have to know these political terms that people are using. you know, bipartisan, partisan, conservative, non-conservative. You know, we have to know what we're doing when we start voting, you know, party-wise as well, because a lot of the Republican legislation may be better for us than the
right.
Democratic legislation is. So,
hey, Skip, hold that thought. Somebody is calling into the show. Let's go live real quick to 682-202. You are live on the Hottest Late Night Talk conversation. Who's this?
Hey, Don B., what's going on? This is Booker,
hey.
Man.
Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show, Mr. Booker.
Oh, man, I just had a little couple of technical difficulties, but I am on the show, and I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the topic tonight. I heard a little bit of what the brother was saying, and it really has to boil back to, let's just go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When the first immigrants in this country came over, which happened to be black, unbeknownst to public history,
mm-hmm.
they came to this country for a business.
Right.
The immigrants didn't come over here. It was no jobs. So they used the barter system. Let's say you had a cow and you wanted some chickens. So I give you this cow, you give me a couple of chickens. That's how things were ran. But nowadays, let's look at how we make our money.
Mm-hmm.
The average brother that I know has a job. And if you look on those jobs, now you do have brothers like me, I have my own business. And I try to really educate and help out people for financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
The average brother don't even know what really a retirement plan is, because we some of the biggest consumers on the planet. I'll give you a prime example. I was talking to this one guy. He got laid off from his job. He didn't have a clue about what he was going to do. Now, he had been working on this job for 16 years, and I said, how much money do you have saved up, just in case, you know, for emergencies? $50.
Wow.
Now, after 16 years, you mean to tell me you don't even have $2,000 saved? That's less than $6 a month, man. So, really, a lot of the stuff that's happening to us as a people, we just have to look in the mirror and say, hey, look, we messed up, and instead of talking about a lot of the problems, let's talk about some of the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to, you know, get this thing together and turn this ship around, man?
Right. Right. I definitely agree with you on that. Skill, what do you think about what are you saying?
You know, I'm a businessman, too, and, you know, it's more complex. You know, it's something along that line, but we have to look at it as black businessmen, too. We can't compete with the Walmarts and the FedExes and all those
mm-hmm.
businesses. Those businesses are corporations, and those businesses are businesses that can hire those guys and promise them more than, say, a small business. Small businesses are definitely the future, you know, but at the same time, we got to, our people have to have the mindset of the Mexican. You understand what I'm saying? You know,
right.
Working for a black company, you know, they're going to have to, you know, lose a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To help empower us where we can have businesses that can turn into Fortune 500 businesses
mm-hmm.
or that can be incorporated. But at the same time, the businessman must be thinking about incorporating his business as well. You see what I'm saying? So we have to have an economic class for black folks as well. And that's why it's important to get educated. You know, college should be the minimum. You know, college is not a guarantee that you're going to have a job, but it's going to guarantee that you'll be educated so that you can deal with some of the stuff that's going on in society. It has to be a cultural thing, because it's a cultural thing with everybody else, with the whites, with the Asians, and people like that, because, you know, that's a part of their whole thing. Their kids go to college, you know, they make sure they do that. You know, when you see Duke and Notre Dame and all of them, you know, the crowds are loaded with white people that are, you know, going to college. Black folks have to have that same enthusiasm
mm-hmm.
about education. You know what I'm saying? We have another level that we need to reach as far as education. But by the same token, there's a lot of legislation out here that keeps us, like I said earlier, from saving that $50 a month. You see what I'm saying? You know, with the surcharges and all the other stuff with the child support, we have to look at child support realistically, too. You see what I'm saying? Child support really is some bad legislation. I know a lot of women are going to say, no, it's not. But when you look at the fact that a man has to come up with at least $400 a month for one kid when he can't even save $50 a month, you know, I mean, what does that say? You see what I'm saying? So we have to look at all this legislation that we have on us realistically and say, do we need this legislation? Should we challenge this legislation? Should we adjust this legislation or whatever? Because legislation is the key to us being enslaved. That's the invisible shackle that we have on us right now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good
oh, yeah.
Point,
Donna
man.
B, can I weigh back in on that?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, as far as the legislation, let's look at, we have a House of Congress and senators, right?
Right.
Now, the average senator makes $300,000 a year or more. How can they relate to somebody that's barely paying their bills or have the lights out?
Right.
These senators, and then they have lobbyists. If they, let's say, for instance, I want you to vote for a bill to make the speed limit 90 miles an hour. Well, all I have to do, okay, you got a kid, he got a free ride to school. Everything paid for. So they getting paid under the table, and which is illegal to pass these laws. So you really, it's like if you had a poker game. When you play against the house, you'll never win. So we got to get into the game where we can win by our own rules. And the only way we're going to do that, we're going to have to teach our kids,
mm-hmm.
the next generation, which our kids are the next generation, we're going to have to teach our kids on how to play to win. Instead of telling them to go to school and get a good job, how about going to school and own a company? Like the point you said, the Asians, they
right.
don't teach their kids to come over here and get a job. They
right.
teach their kids to come over here, go to school to learn how to run that business. And then when you run that business, you hire your own kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way it is, because I see a lot of people, they angry, but you in a chess game and you don't know which way to move.
Right.
Wow.
There's no way you can really win on a job.
I want to say
a job. Oh, go
hold,
ahead,
hold that down for 1 second. I want to say a big shout out to Center Stage, Miss Carrie Hines, who is in the building. She's in the chat room listening to her. Y'all can also check out Center Stage every Friday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all make sure y'all check out her program, man. If y'all want another powerful program, she got it going on. She really got it going on with her show. She has some very, very hot topics. Every Friday night right here on Blog Talk Radio, Center Stage, hosted by Carrie Hines. Y'all make sure y'all check out her program from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I wanted to do a big shout-out to her. All right, go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah. Now, what I was saying, Dunham B, as far as the job situation, let's look at you telling somebody, okay, go get a job or go get a, quote, good job, which is if you can find one, I doubt if there's any more left. But let's look at the job. First thing, the employers, they looking at an employee is the biggest expense they have. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to get you in as a contractor.
Right.
Okay, so you already coming in at a disadvantage because you're not even a full employee of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a right-to-work state, they may just feel bad one morning and say, hey, look, your services are no longer needed. And security escorts you out the building. And as a contractor, a lot of people do not know you don't have rights, you don't have insurance, you don't have health care, you don't have dental, and 9 times out of 10, you can barely even get in the building.
Wow.
Like I was talking to this young lady, I just asked her, I was like, why do you think you got to be to work on time at 7 o'clock every day? And she said, why? I said, because your boss not. Y'all will probably miss it in the next hour, but I'm telling you, you go into a job, you playing with a stacked deck. You don't have control over nothing. And then if you go in there and they can even think that you trying to raise up or say something, they'll get rid of you so fast it's ridiculous.
Wow. Now, I tell you what, man, we got our other guest finally coming on here. We going to go live real quick to my boy Big Clinton, representing the Dallas-Fort Worth area, who got a big event coming up. Welcome to the show, Big Clint.
How you feeling? How you feeling, family?
Man, hey, feeling good, man. What about you? Welcome to the show tonight, man.
Oh, thank you, man. I've been tuning in, man. I just tuned in a little bit, but I'm listening to what you guys are talking about, man. It's getting deep on here.
Hey, man, you know, we just trying to, keep the show going every night, man. We doing some really important hot topics, especially in the black community, talking about different stuff that's happening, man. And we just wanted to, you know, talk about some of the important topics that's happening, man. But you got a big awards coming up, man. Let's talk about that, because we do got a lot of hip-hop artists that are tuning into the program.
Oh, okay. Appreciate the love and the support. Like I said, we're doing the Urban Underground Awards. It's going to be the first annual Urban Underground Awards for the year 2013. And what we're doing is it's dedicated to bringing recognition to the nation's hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by genres, man, we're talking about music, fashion, bloggers, photographers, graffiti artists, solo artists, female artists, anybody out there that's outstanding that needs to get recognized. This is what this show is about. And it's supposed to, and we're having it in September. So right now we're at the submission phase right now, where we're having the artists, any artists out there at this point in time that want to submit their information for nomination. The only thing that we're requiring is basically a small bio, a little bit of the music, or a little bit of their information that they're actually doing, as far as, you know, their geography artists, just submit a small pic or whatnot. Bio, picture, music, and the category that you want to be nominated in. The categories are on a website, which is called www.cboyeradio.com. And I'll repeat that. That's www.cboyeradio.com. The categories are listed on there. We have over 20-plus categories that each artist can be nominated for. And right now, we're getting a good turnout on it. I think we're at 100 submissions right now as of today, since we dropped the email last week. Let me get you the email address, too, for everyone. The email address is going to be urbanundergroundaward@gmail.com. And I'll repeat that also. It's urbanundergroundaward@gmail.com. And like I said, just submit your information. Also, if you go to the website, which is www.cboyeradio.com, click on the awards tab, and that awards tab will give you also the list of categories, and there's a flyer or a banner on there that you can click on. That'll give you a whole lot more information on the website, I mean, as far as the event and so forth, and different phases of the event.
All right, man. Definitely appreciate you for calling in, giving us the input on that. And, you know, we've been playing the radio commercial every day on this program, man, so we're going to keep that radio commercial going.
Hey, man, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love all day.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you. We're going to take a quick station break. When we come back, y'all make sure y'all check us out. We're going to talk more about what's going on in our community. Definitely want to say a big shout-out to Center Stage, who is live with us. Y'all can check her out every Friday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Center Stage, one of the biggest, hottest talk show radio. You want to know what's going on in the black community, you definitely need to stay in tune with Center Stage, hosted by Karen Hines every Friday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully she'll call in and promote it. We're going to a quick station break. We'll be right back.
On Crikey.com, streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time.
Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week, and the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation's hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres, music, fashion, blogging, etc., in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun, submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, a hot biography, including a picture, via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work, beginning April 1st. The email address to submit for competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cbyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. as we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Back to the streets is here. Blox Magazine. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing, promotion, and branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzmagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blox Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lil B Mafia Music, in corporations with Don Squad Magazine, presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage 4th and Franklin Street. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
All right, it is definitely going down. Welcome back to the hottest news talk radio show right here, community news and music. But tonight is whatever Wednesday. This is where you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I'm telling you, man, a lot of people, man, calling in all across the country, man, giving their input. I'm going to say a big shout-out to LaShonda, who's listening to us, and she said, I mean, I love the show. She said you guys are getting on some really, really good high points. And who is Skip Flanagan? Skip, what you think about that, man? I think somebody trying to holler at you, man. I think somebody's trying to holler at you, man. Hey, Skip. All right, so, man, we definitely doing a real big I know what's going on. It's this new technical problem that's going on with the computer. We got a new studio equipment stuff. All right, we got Skip. Can you hear me, man?
Hey,
can you hear me, man?
Donnie B.
Can you hear me?
Donnie B.
We having a little problem with it. Hey, Skip, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear
me? We'll come back to him in a few minutes. We're going live to Miss Carrie Hines live with us right now from Center Stage. I'll make sure y'all tune in to Center Stage every Friday night. Right here on the hottest station on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Miss Carrie. How you doing?
Good evening, Daddy B. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can, and I hate to take your other guest's time because I could hear him. You couldn't hear him, but I could.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So something's going wrong with the, I guess, the switchboards tonight. But good evening, Daddy B.
Hey, welcome to the show. Yeah, I just want to say congratulations to you on your wonderful program. If y'all missed a wonderful program on last Friday night, Carrie, you went hard. Yeah, you said in 2013 you was going to go hard. You went fast. I ain't going to say go hard. I'm going to say go fast. You went fast on last Friday night. Let's talk about what happened on your show on last Friday night.
Last Friday night we talked to some citizens in Chicago. They have a situation in which the city of Chicago school system is shutting down like 54 schools, I think like 53 elementary schools and one high school. And really that's a bad thing for the city of Chicago because that city has a lot of gang activity. And so having those students go into unfamiliar gang zones to make it to school each day actually will be dangerous for a lot of kids. And so I think there was 446 school-age kids that died last year in the city of Chicago due to gun violence. So putting them in a situation in which they're going to be going into unfamiliar neighborhoods to go to school is actually a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, that was the show last night. We were talking about is the Chicago school closings about racism. That was what we were talking about last Friday night.
Carrie, is that really true? 50 schools could be closed down? Or have been closed down? Let's talk about that.
54. And actually, it's all but a done deal from what we're understanding. And I had the Chicago Teachers Union on. We had a student that is with the Chicago school system, and we also had the Black Caucus on last Friday night to talk with us about that topic.
We got some brothers want to talk to you real quick. We got Chill Mose out of Los Angeles, California, who's live with us right now. We also got Skip Flanagan in Houston, who's live with us right now.
How y'all
Hello?
Doing?
We're doing great, Queen. We're doing great. You know, I'd want to offer you, extend you an invitation to be on my show.
Okay.
And my show comes on Monday through Fridays in Uniontown, Alabama. If you got a pen, you can write down my number and hit me up later. That's 323.
I'm sorry. You'll have to hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. 323 what?
983.
Mm-hmm.
1135.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to chillimosmusic.com. That's CHILIMOST music.com. I'm leading an international Stop the Violence campaign.
Oh.
I've been leading for the last 15 months, so you can hit me up. I love to have you on the show.
Okay.
But the school is closing down. It's a tragedy.
Uh-huh.
That's a tragedy. That's showing that what kind of example are you showing the young children that the school that they used to go into right down the street is closed. But I'm leaving with this, Donnie B, before I have to run. But I know the brother Booker was talking about money, and two weeks ago I think I hope everybody was watching closely what happened in Cyprus. When the money in Cyprus, when all the banks was closing, and you could only draw out $300 even though if you have, no matter how much money you have. So let me just run this by you and let you, leave you for something to think about. Is your money really your money? Is your money really your money when you can only, if you say you got $10 million in a bank and the bank is only insured up to $250,000, if the bank closes, can you get your money? So is your money, Donnie B., really your money? I want to say goodnight to everybody. I'll be back on next time, Donnie B.
Can I ask a question before you leave? That was
That's a good topic.
Where was that? Where was yesterday at? Where was that at? Cyprus what?
Cyprus is right next to Greece. And
Gotcha.
That's in Europe.
Okay.
That's in Europe.
Okay.
And the system crashed, and then Greece had to bail them out.
Wow.
And so once Greece bailed them out, but they still could only get... So the government was scared that everybody would take their money out, and people was rushing to get their money out. So they made a law overnight that you can only draw $300 a day.
Wow.
How much money that you had in your account. But it's the same thing here is what I'm trying to share with everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Mm-hmm.
The austerity measures that's going on over there and has been happening for the last 2.5-3 years with the euro flopping over there, it's going on here. And while they're keeping everybody divided with race and sex and sexism and racism and all these different things to keep us divided, we must all come together as people and fight for our rights. That's why I said, young lady, if you get a chance, go to YouTube, put in Chili Moses Fight for Your Rights. Check out that. That's a theme song. It's a dedication to Dr. King. This is the 50th year anniversary of the Have a Dream speech. It'll be in Washington, D.C., and there's going to be some major things happening there. But I'm going to leave you guys with this. The young lady, give me a call. Give me a call. Brother Booker, give me a call. I'm going to have you guys on my show, and down at B, you're always welcome. I'll leave you with this. Is your money really the money?
Excellent topic. Mm-hmm.
Carrie, I think you're going to end up doing something on that.
I think I'm
going
to have to steal that one.
I can hear the Carrie voice right there. Believe me, y'all, Carrie is going to get one thing about her. Y'all can check out her program every Friday night. She's on top of her game when it comes down to doing her research. Believe me, if it's something that she want to know about, she gonna get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's going to be Friday night. We're going to be talking about Social Security and Medicare, the cuts that are coming for that. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Carrie, give me we talk about that a little bit tonight. As a matter of fact, me and Skip Flanagan was kind of talking about that. Kind of give us the rundown of that. Is it going to get cut? Because what I'm seeing on CNN News, they're saying that he's trying to put it on the table to try to negotiate with the Republicans. Have you heard something that we haven't heard?
You know what? I am still, as a matter of fact, I just picked it up yesterday as a topic to work on for Friday night. So I really haven't worked out all the details, and I'm trying to put a panel together for it on Friday night. So I really don't want
to
say exactly.
I will be listening to your show.
But
yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll be on at 10 instead of 9.
we're talking about that Friday night because I know too many people that are on Social Security that will be affected by that. So that's just major. And so we just want to cover it as something that we know the community needs to know more about.
Let me know about that so we can really promote that. Matter of fact, come on the show tomorrow night and really push it on my program so we can really promote it tomorrow night. Because I think everybody needs to listen to that. Carrie, you've been having some really, really powerful program, but I forgot your show is current news on what's going on in the community worldwide, locally, and national, right?
Yes, correct. Absolutely. Center Stage just covers things that we feel that are near and dear to the community, as well as things that are going on globally that may affect the community as well, because really everything that's happening here in the States are typically, like the man just said, happening globally too. So as the economy is crashing here, it's crashing abroad as well. So all the things that we're going through, other countries and nations are going through as well.
Let me ask you this, because we had a big thing about this earlier on the program at 9 o'clock tonight. I don't know if you heard the news. On Yahoo.com, it's reporting that Jay-Z and Beyonce took taxpayer money and went on a personal wedding vacation. What are your thoughts on that? It was on the headline of Yahoo yesterday.
I didn't hear it was taxpayer money. I just heard that they took a trip, their anniversary trip, and they went to Cuba, which is considered a communist country, if you will. And so actually it's not a place that the average person can go in and take a vacation, because we're like banned from going over there as tourists. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was the main headline. I did not understand it was taxpayer
money
used at all.
Well, they mentioned U.S. Customs. They mentioned that.
Okay, I missed that story. I completely missed it. The angle that I read about was the fact that they were over there and, you know, there was an investigation by two congressmen inquiring as to who gave them permission to go over to Cuba because Cuba is off-limits to tourism. So that was the headlines that I read yesterday.
Okay, okay. But you know what? If anybody can get to the bottom of it, Miss Carrie can. Skip Flanagan, you quiet over there, man. What's going on, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear now. You're coming in clear.
Oh, okay. My other phone had went out. I didn't think he had, you know, plugged me back in.
So what's going on out there in Houston, man?
Oh, man, it's real crazy. You know, everything that I talk about is because of what I see in Houston. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the conditions. You know, parallel. It's not as worse as Chicago, though. I mean, our schools are not being closed down. We have a different type problem here. But, you know, the problems are basically, you know, along the same radar because, you know, money. Everything is about money. And when it goes back to the statement that the other brother was saying about, is your money really your money? We have to understand how the money gets to our hands. And until we pay attention to that. We have to have some businesses. We have to have some small businesses that turn into big businesses. We have to have the ability to use the banking system. You know, we look at the ways to get the money with credit and stuff like that. You know, how many people you know that went into a bank and had their dreams financed through a bank?
Yeah.
You know, and we have to look at all that, man. We have to, you know, be realistic with ourselves and say, does this American dream really include us as a business person or just as a consumer? You know, the dream has been minimized to just promising us that we can work for someone else. And when you look at the whole college curriculum, you know, there's not a college that teaches you how to own your own business. All the colleges teaching you how to get skills so you can work for someone else. So, you know, the path that we need to take is entrepreneurship. You know, our young men see that, you know, they can't be kings, and they're used to being kings. They have kings in their DNA, and when you tell them that they can't be a king, then they automatically rebel. You know, when they can go and be a king, you know, selling drugs and having money and riding around in new cars every day versus struggling and never being able to drive that car, never being able to own a home. We also have to look at home ownership. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I talked to a couple of realtors, and they said that the majority of people that come in and buy homes are females. You know, they always say that the mayor is always in the background saying, hey, baby, you know, put this in the house and do this. But they're never the ones that sign off on the titles, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have real problems as far as family structure, you know, God and all that. You know, we have to put all that back together.
I just got a text message from Tatia. She was wondering why is it that is Barack Obama really on African American black side? Who want to answer that?
I would definitely answer it. You know, it's, when we look at government, I mean, people have to be realistic with government. You know, black folks have never been a fan of government. White people have never been a fan of government. So when you look at government as being the dominant force in your life, you have to look at it through government, not through color, but you look at it through government. Then you have to ask yourself, what is he doing, you know, while he's governing? You know, Obamacare is taking money out of your pocket. You know what I'm saying? He has not even mentioned all the crime that's even in Chicago, his home state. You know, the crime in Houston, the Crips and the Bloods have actually teamed up with the Ku Klux Klan. I saw in the newspaper the other day where they're going to team up and run up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Google it. They teamed up with the Ku Klux Klan group the other day to get rid of another Ku Klux Klan group, you know, that they call clandestine. But just think of the mentality when two of the biggest killers of black people team up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so we have to understand the mindset. We have to change the mindset of our young men and our people, and we have to redirect those energies and become businessmen. You know, we have to become leaders. We have to become teachers. When we look at the career choices that we have, we can't have drug dealer, gang member in those choices. You know what I'm saying? We have to have go back to engineers. We have to be businessmen. We have to own our own business. We have to turn those businesses into Fortune 500 businesses. We have to incorporate those businesses. We have to invest. You know, black folks invest in the slot machine, whereas white folks invest in Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? So, We have to do what's necessary to get us to the upper level, to be billionaires, you know. And
right.
All those people that we have in those places, we have to move those people around. You know, the Beyoncé's and the Jay-Z's, when those people, we don't have not one group of say, two or more black people that they're displaying on TV as successful in business. Just name me two people in a partnership that they present as being, you know, a great, successful family in the United States. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that. You know what I'm saying? So we have to change the mentality. We have to push our own people. We have to teach our children. We have to save our children. You know, we can't. We have to stand on his own set. You know, we have to challenge these preachers. We have to challenge these leaders. We have to challenge our politicians. It's time for us to stand up, man. We can't just sit back and watch and then complain about the problem. We have to rebuke those problems on all of it. Just like when we come up with same-sex marriage, we have to say something about that. We can't say that he's playing with that. We have to say, well, what are you trying to do to us?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop sinning on his own. Because when you accept one small sin, that opens the door for a whole lot of other sins to come in. You know, the things that these politicians speak, I don't know about y'all, man, but those surcharges, when you have to pay almost $600 a month in surcharges, man, that's
wow.
a problem. You got 60% of the people in Texas don't have driver's license, man. You got no. That's being disenfranchised. Add child support to that. Add your parole fee to that. You understand what I'm saying? So we are overburdened with legislation right now. Those are things that our politicians should be aware of. If they're not aware of that, and if you're not mentioning that, then how can you be on our side?
Hmm. Carrie, what you got to say about that, Ms. Carrie?
Oh, I have to agree with him 100%. I think really the proof is in the pudding. I mean, we're like, you know, we're going into the second term, and we haven't seen anything that's been done to help black people.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, we just really have to call it a spade a spade. And so I think it's time for black people, our black leaders, to stand up and say, what is in it for us? We, you know, push an office twice, and we haven't seen you do anything for our people. You know, the Mexican people have demanded that he do something. You know, we see how strongly the gay, lesbian, and like I think it's LGBT community, they have spoken loud and clear, and they have gotten exactly what they asked for. And so I think we as black people need to stand up and say, hey, you haven't done anything for us.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, so.
Wow. I don't know what to say
about
that.
I mean, we can't. It's just like we folks are like a pit bull in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Everybody else is a chihuahua. They bite us on the leg and they do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we know we can beat them up, we don't say nothing. Oh,
mm-hmm.
We'll take that pain. Or we'll take this, we'll take that. You know, and then our kids will get to suffering and acting out. Then we'll wonder, why did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you let the chihuahua get the big plate. You let the chihuahua get all the food and the kid behind you was starving. So, you know, and so... You know, we really have to do exactly what the female said. We have to go and tell them, man, hey, this is what we want, man. This is what we need. We're watching as all these other groups are getting ahead at our expense, you know. So if we just sit back and let people think that we're okay with what's going on, guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep falling behind. So
right.
We have to stand up at some point.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Yeah, you're right. That is so true. Do we still got Booker live with us right now? 682-202?
Hey, Donna B.
You so quiet, man. You ain't saying nothing.
Oh, you know, I just had to process this because I always think of my thoughts before I say them. But the main reason why we haven't got help from the president, it all revolves back around to the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You have groups that's paying the president's not to help black folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're looking around, okay, why should I help you? And I'm getting this money And I'm already making over $500,000 a year, and I get paid the rest of my life, and all my family will be taken care of until I die. So what incentive do I have to help black folks? And I'm going to tell you another thing. Let's go back to where it originally started. They had a slave owner named Willie Lynch. And if you will Google the Willie Lynch letter, that's where all this stuff started at. You got brothers that can't even sell drugs together without hating each other. That's why it all starts. And we will never get over that until psychologically we start trusting each other.
We have another guest calling in to the show. We're trying to get as many people as possible. We got a line full of people calling in to the show. We're going live to 817-210. You are live on the hottest late night talk show with Donnie B. Who is it? 817-210, you live on the radio.
Oh, hello. What is the topic about tonight?
It's an open conversation. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, I would like to talk about unemployment among the black people, race, black folks.
Welcome, Miss Karen. Hold that thought real quick. Welcome, Miss Karen Hyde, to the program, and also Booker, and we got Skip Flanagan live with us right now. I want you to say hi to them.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Hello.
All right. Go ahead, Miss Brenda.
Queen B. Well, anyway, the unemployment among black people, what can we do about it as far as that concerned? What can we do as far as legislation and our congressmen and Senate, even the President of the United States? We got to get out this rut. This is
ridiculous.
Can I
take that one down to me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I think if you're familiar at all with the New World Order or Agenda 21, the day of going to find a job that's going to sustain you to pay your house note and your car note and feed your family and have a vacation, those days are literally over. So I think the best thing I would say in terms of employment, you know, would be if you can find something within a reasonable time, it is time to start creating your own. And so you might start seeking God for what is my gift and start operating your gift, because actually if you pay attention, most people today are working three jobs. And never in history has that been where the majority of people were working two and three jobs just to make it. And so it really just seems, you know, based on the New World Order, that they're phasing people out of jobs and onto the system. So if you pay attention, more and more people are on food stamps, more and more people are getting some type of assistance from the government, and that's intentional, whether people know it or not. So I would just say to anybody, if you're out there for a while and you're looking and you can't find anything, it might be time to start thinking about creating your own.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But everybody is not on food stamps because they cannot give, they will not give everybody that type of service.
Well, I agree.
You know,
but I think they have to if you don't have a job or anything, don't they have to?
I mean, I could get food stamps, but I don't want it.
Oh, I agree.
You know, it's too much politics and, you know, in your, all in your business and things of that nature. But I never thought about the New World Order. That's something I had to get a confirmation from God about. But I think it's terrible, and like I said, you know, they should do something about it. But I don't know.
Google Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is how they plan to implement the New World Order. And if you look into that and really read it and understand it, you'll realize all of that is just basically unfolding in front of our faces. Agenda 21 tells you, you know, how they're going to lay out the whole plan to move us to where they want us to be. And so if you pay attention to all the executive orders that have been put in place by the president since he's been in there, and I love my president, but I don't really think he's working on his own. I think there's other people behind the scenes that are actually calling the shots, let's just say that. And so all those executive orders are lining up the new world order. And so if you look at them, they basically show you how they will be able to, at certain points, control the government in the event of a crisis, will be able to control the airways, the train system, the bus system, the waterways, everything. They will be able to control it. So that said, they'll be able to move all of us just on the drop of a dime, just based on those executive orders that have been put in place. And so it's just everything is lining up to put the new world order in place. It's actually in effect.
Oh, really?
Let me ask somebody. Has anybody noticed that they're putting bike trails everywhere, but nobody's riding a bike?
Yes.
I have noticed. Oh, yeah.
Have y'all noticed that?
All over.
And there's bike trails
seen
everywhere.
Any bike trail.
You haven't seen anybody? Where you live?
I live in Fort Worth, but bike trails. I've seen bikes can go to a certain extent.
You look all in the downtown area, all over, you'll see bike trails going in over there by Texas Westerling. Bike trails are everywhere, but nobody's riding a bike. Well, the issue is
one better for you than that. The mayor of Fort Worth, Betsy Price, made it official. You can ride your bike in the streets now.
Exactly. And pay attention. The reason is that they're going to raise gasoline prices so high that you're going to have to get out of your SUV and get on the bike. So that's the reason that the bike trails are going in, and everybody's looking like, why do we need a bike trail when nobody's riding a bike? Because they know eventually when they put gas prices at $7 a gallon, you're going to have to get out of your car and get into a bike. Get on it.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for interrupting.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm finished.
I always said that this world is going to be what's going on, a real life, that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, long time ago. It seemed like it's like that. You're going to have to pay for Earl. You know, it's terrible. So I guess you're right. You know, the best thing to do is use your, well, God gave you spiritual gifts and get your own franchise going on. You can. That's a lot of hoops like us. Can't even get money.
Exactly. I didn't mean to go there, y'all, but that it's just, you know.
No, people, you know what? What you said
is
really
people need
true.
To listen.
Yeah, I'm listening to this.
It's all connected. It's really all connected. And as Jordan Maxwell says on YouTube, nothing happens by chance. And so when you look at all the things and you realize this stuff has been put in place so much far in advance than we ever thought about. We're black people, I hate to say it, we're watching TV and we're sitting on the porch drinking a 40 and we're not paying attention that they are making midnight deals while, you know, we are not paying attention. I mean, we're just
absent.
Yeah, we're absent, you know. Yeah, they're in back rooms smoking cigars and making deals as we sleep. And so we're just
you ain't
out of the
loop. About that.
No. And the thing is, we have dwindled in terms of population size or voter ability because so many men are incarcerated or are not going to the polls at all or dead or whatever our situation is. So our population has dwindled, so we don't have voting power anymore. So if you notice, they don't even come to us like they used to and beg us for our vote. They stopped doing that. You pay
you're
attention.
Right.
Nobody comes to the black church anymore and solicits our vote because they know that we are such a small voting group that we don't even matter anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
I'll
real
leave it
talk.
There. I'll leave it there.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
That is
real
sad. So what you're saying, Ms. Carrie, we are no longer the majority.
Yeah, we don't. But see, the thing is, when you can't, and if your group is so small that it can't affect the numbers, they don't need you anymore. You see what I'm saying? At one time, we were not a large enough group that we mattered. But right now, in the numbers that we go to the poll, we're not big enough to affect any results, really. So they realized either, you know, pay attention. The Republicans didn't ask for our vote this time. They completely dismissed us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats the Democrats took our vote for granted, and the Republicans didn't even ask for it.
Wow, you make a good point when you say that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, people need to wake up
and
check out the times because I will never get a computer chip in any part of my body.
I don't think so.
Is that coming up too, Miss Carrie?
Is she referring to like 666 and the Mark of the Beast? Is that what you're referring to?
Right. I'm referring to the health care plan Obama, they say, is God is called Obamacare. And, you know, you choose your health care plan or you go under his, which will include a radio frequency chip.
Okay. Okay.
And to me,
Ms. Brenda, that is the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Queen B, hold that thought for 1 second. We got floods of calls coming in tonight. This is a really good conversation. This is when you know that the conversation is really good. Y'all hold that thought for 1 second. They just went out. Go.
you were right about that, sister.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you one other thing or two other things about Obamacare that people need to pay attention to. We got to stop blindly saying it's okay because it sounds good. We got to go and do the research ourselves. Two things that are going to happen with Obamacare is that, one being those what they call death panels. If you you all should go back and listen to a show we did with Lindsey Williams a couple of shows back, I think not my most recent show with him, but the show before that, where he explained that when you go to the doctor under Obamacare, what will happen is your doctor will diagnose your problem. He will put it into a computer that if they gave him, the government will issue every doctor this type of device. It's like a computer, a little bigger than like a cell phone. But what it does, he enters the diagnosis, and Obamacare then tells him what method to treat you with. So the doctor will no longer have that option to treat you as he normally would. They then tell him what your treatment will be.
Wow.
And so there are thousands and thousands of doctors that are walking away from the profession because they refuse to obey that. So that is happening under Obamacare.
That's the Privacy Act.
Yeah. But that's all under that bill that we've all kind of said okay to, when in actuality that's not something that most of us would agree to if we had the option. The second thing that's in Obamacare that's major is when you go to the doctor now, he's going to ask you, do you have a gun? And then he's going to ask you if you have a gun, and then he's also going to ask you, have you been depressed lately? And so he's documenting your file with these answers, which you go into the doctor for, you know, a issue dealing with, like, your colon shouldn't have anything to do with whether or not you have a gun and are you depressed. So all of that's going into the issue with the
company and from.
That's going to be about the gun bill. That's going to be all connected.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
You know, that's part of your constitutional right, freedom to bear arms. So if a person can have a gun, they should be able to let a person have a gun instead of asking them, do they own a gun? Because you're not a terrorist if you're in the United States of America.
Your doctor doesn't have a right to even ask you that. It doesn't have anything to do with your medical care.
Exactly.
If you go to your doctor for your colon, he shouldn't be asking about, are you depressed, or, you know, or do you have a gun? Because what does having a gun have to do with your medical condition?
Exactly. I agree with you on that. Queen B, y'all hold that thought real quick. We got another caller coming in live. We're trying to take as many. We got the floods of phone calls coming in tonight. 1111, you live on the radio.
Donnie, how's everything?
Is this John?
Yes, sir. I'm listening. How's everybody?
Great.
Good. That's very, very, very informative to the Queens. I'm just embracing thought and silence, and this is a great, great, great evening of the meetings of the minds. Remember, women all over the hemisphere of the universe have embraced love and understanding, and they have also educated us in the womb, out of the womb, and they have also stimulated memory. So I'm listening in silence. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
What do you think about that, Ms. Carrie?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And we're here listening in Harlem. It's a lot of us here. We're listening. It's like all those 40-something of us. We're sitting here the last 20 minutes or so just listening and embracing truth and light. This is very, very awesome. So from Brooklyn, New York, Harlem, New York, we're listening and we're patient and we understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, man. Wow, you got people in New York.
You came a long way.
What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Carrie?
Wow, well, great that New York is listening tonight. There's a lot of information that's you know, I've come across lately, Donnie B, from doing the show. And I got my start, believe it or not, y'all, through Donnie B. So I've learned a lot from doing the show from a fellow by the name of Lindsay Williams. He's come on my show many times talking about the elitist agenda. And that's something that he's told me a lot about it, and you all can learn a lot from him as well. The elite tend to show you what they're going to do through Hollywood. So a lot of these movies that you see, and later we see this stuff happen, it's because they like to show you in advance what they're going to do, but they know only a few are going to catch it. So it's kind of like an insider joke to them. I think I watched a movie a couple years ago called Contagion. When I first saw the movie come out, I couldn't wait to go see it because I knew when I saw the promo for the movie that they were going to do something in terms of putting a virus out there. And the movie, if anybody saw it, was about a virus that started in China somewhere. It was an Asian country somewhere, and it made its way all the way here, and everybody was fighting for the vaccine. Well, if you pay attention lately, Bill Gates just bought a vaccination company. This is a man who has no experience in that type of area, but he bought a company that's a vaccine company, and that's probably because something is coming, you know, where he knows that everybody's going to need a vaccine. So I would say to anybody, watch the movies that come out and pay attention to what they're about, because a lot of time the elite show you what they're about to do through Hollywood.
Wow.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'm not taking nothing, you know, no vaccines, no kind of medication.
Yeah, like those flu shots. I would never take a flu shot.
Well, I don't took the flu shot. It has helped me with the flu, but I didn't take it this year, this past year.
I'll
leave you with this. Under the elitist agenda, or if you pay attention to the New World Order says they need to get rid of 5 billion of us. 5 billion is a lot of people.
I heard that.
Well, more than likely, y'all, they can't get rid of 5 billion of us in one way. So, you know, we're talking Hitler-type stuff. Hitler didn't kill all that he killed in one shot. He got him in many different ways. So you got to pay attention to the food you eat and the vaccines that you take and all those sorts of things, because there's many ways in which you can get rid of 5 billion people. You just got to be creative with it.
Well, they're doing that right now. Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's so important that we be careful as far as the food we eat, too, because it's definitely the food, especially in the meat.
If you pay attention to the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Karen.
If you pay attention to the food, if you all have been paying attention to the news lately, Monsanto, I think it's spelled Monsanto, they basically deal with all the seed. You know, they mass produce all the seeds that we use. Seed used to be you could take a watermelon seed from a watermelon, put it back in the ground, and it would produce another watermelon the next year. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. The seeds that you pay attention to, they only produce one harvest. Well, that's because they're controlling the food supply. So Monsanto, basically, they're genetically modifying all the food, so they're cross-contaminating or cross-breeding, you know, an orange with an apple and, you know, a banana with a pear. So if you pay attention, fruit doesn't taste like fruit. Vegetables don't taste like they used to taste anymore because they're cross-breeding them. So they're trying to make them drought tolerant and water tolerant and all these other sister things so that they're, I guess, they could get more yield from the harvest, if you will. But at the same time,
right,
they're killing us with some of this, they call it Frankenstein food.
Right.
Ooh, man.
Yeah,
well,
so we can have Frankenstein children and be messed up with all types of diseases in the body and things. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Help us, Lord.
Did y'all learn a lot tonight? Night before last, we talked about why so many African-American black brothers are going to prison. And tonight, we've been educated with Ms. Carrie talking to us tonight. Oh, I don't know what else to say.
Well, listen, they got to check out my show, Donnie B. They want to hear. Listen, y'all, none of this is anything I learned from my own knowledge. I just bring on great guests. So they got to tune into my show every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern.
Yeah.
You have to say your show again.
I'm sorry, my show is Center Stage. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Center Stage, hosted by Carrie Hines. We come on live every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. And these are the type topics that we bring you, the New World Order, genetically modified foods. We talk about the health care bill. We talk about politics. We talk about a little of everything. But
good.
It's stuff that we feel is needed in our community because – really, we're going into a time where information is power. And if I tell y'all something that if you pay attention, Michael Basedon and Warren Ballantyne have been taken off the air within like the last 30 to 45 days. Those are two major sources that black people used to get information. That ought to tell y'all something big is coming when they're taking sources that we used to get our information from off the air. So, you know, underground is going to be key, underground radio, to finding out what's going on because, you know, those that are on syndicated shows, they're taking their shows away.
You ain't kidding me because Rick and Smiley and them on something totally different. They don't talk about nothing but a bunch of silly, wealthy, rich people.
And I know, me and Karen, we know how we feel about that.
Yes. And that's intentional, y'all. They're dumbing us down through TV and through radio. So when whatever happens, I call it the bomb hitting the house, we won't even know what's going on because we have been trained to think, you know, that reality TV where people are, you know, being violent and acting stupid is the way to go. But really it's about seeking out information right now because if the New World Order is about to go, well, is already in effect, but if it's about to affect us on a grand scale like we understand it is, you're going to need to be able to go to a source where you can find out where is the best place to get my food, where do I get my water from, because none of that stuff may be safe anymore. So you're going to need to have sources where, you know, people can tell you where to get health care, you know, and things like that from.
And I know you're definitely right about that because I talked to Robert Ashley all the time, and he was saying the same thing, that people are sleeping on this New World Order, but he said the same thing, that this New World Order is about to take place, and people going to wake up one day and ain't going to notice it.
Oh, yeah. And this gun control bill, y'all, is big. I mean, in terms of pay close attention to all that's going on with that gun control bill, because if you really pay attention to it, it just the push came out of nowhere. And there's a lot of people that are fighting against it, and I suggest you all do your own research and figure that out. But that issue is so key right now on so many levels, and I think the issue is if we allow them to take up the guns at this time, we're going to be powerless when, you know, whatever, as a lot of people are saying, the revolution comes, we're going to be powerless with no guns.
Well, y'all heard it first. Now, Ms. Carrie, give out your radio show phone number because we got a lot of people that listen by phone.
Okay.
Go ahead and give out your radio show phone number.
Okay, the phone number is 347-850-8390. That's 347-850-8390. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, Center Stage, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And you can also they can also follow you on Facebook because a lot of people that's listening are also friends with me on Facebook, Karen. So kind of get that information real quick.
Okay, my name is Carrie Hines. My name is spelled K H E R I. Last name Hines, H-I-N-E-S. Center Stage is also. We just recently put up a page on Facebook as well.
Okay.
But again, my name is Carrie Hines, K H E R I. Last name Hines, H-I-N-E-S.
All right, y'all heard it first. But I tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ms. Carrie, because you really have educated my listeners tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Booker, I ain't never seen Booker this quiet. I ain't never seen Skip Flanagan this quiet tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Also, I ain't never seen my buddy out of New York City be this quiet.
Oh, no. It's really about being silent, calming the mind, and paying close attention to the first teacher of the universe, who is woman, who gives life to all of us. That's the key. Donnie, if it's okay with the audience and the listeners, could I share Path of Light with everyone?
Yeah.
Because I have to back to work. Gosh, this is awesome. I'm shaking like a leaf. This is great. Pardon me. when humans in a corporate environment corroborate and collaborate in dishonesty and theft and do it in a greedy, cunning, and secret manner under the auspices of good business, they have in their ignorance perpetuated the principle of rhythm with karmic implications that will bring them a just compensation according to their efforts, even when the law of the land fails to prevent them from doing so. Many companies and corporations have become dissolved and extinct without ever recognizing the cause and effect of their choices. If a government looks the other way and fails to enforce the law and allows them to continue to operate in such a bestial manner, the government and governments share their responsibility under the principle rhythm with immediate comic implications of their future, a dangerous trend in the monetary system, energy. The keen and silent spiritual observer sees the underlying causations of the many, many examples that are here and are recorded in history. They can see and observe the godlessness that has existed in today's marketplace and protect themselves accordingly. The unconditional spirit of the all is not asleep, neither is it dead. Here we are. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a lovely evening.
Nice.
May God
bless us. Also, my boy John White also worked for a radio station out there in New York. John White, kind of getting us some information about that.
It's in Midtown and at 3 Park Avenue, Inner City Broadcasting. I just do promotion and sales. And a few other things, you know, running back and forth in radio. So it's not like it was at once when we were at 801 Second Avenue, very aggressive with the legendary Frankie Crocker and the Sutton. So it's different. It's just a few days a week, and I'm there doing a few things and just moving along. Not on air, but just doing a few things.
You need to be on air, man.
I wanted to get back, but I have to do some thinking and praying on it. Because it's not like it was. It's not like it was at all. It's a lot
what
of
you're saying is radio is not like it used to be,
oh,
right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Bobby used to be a van driver. Bob Lee, he's on midnight to wee hours in the morning. Since Hal has departed, Hal Jackson, the legendary Hal Jackson, Sunday Morning Classics hasn't been nowhere near what it should be. We have Gary Bird on Wednesdays and Sundays, and Hotepi used to be on LIV and at the Apollo. So there's a lot of changes that's been taking place. A lot of things have been very, very commercialized. Radio has been some sort of facade. It's not what it should be. Things change, people change, and there's different energy. So we're just trying to embrace a different mindset.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, John White, we definitely want to thank all our guests for coming into the show. Karen, you have really, really, really educated us tonight. I mean, I can just be quiet and just listen to you all night.
Thank you.
Because you really educated us tonight. And y'all make sure y'all check out her program this coming up Friday night from 8 p.m. to 10 o'clock. Very important topic. Again, Karen, get that number out one more time because we got a lot of people that's going to be listening to my phone.
Okay, Center Stage phone number is 347-850-8390. That's 347-850-8390.
And I'll be texting that phone number to y'all so y'all can listen in on her program too, because she got a powerful program. I love the show again, and Carrie, I do love the show that you did on last Friday. You know, really the keeping it real about what's going on out there in Chicago. That's how I found out about the 50 schools that's going to be closed down. And now, Carrie, you just updated me saying it was 54 schools that's actually going to be closed down in Chicago. That lets you know we got some serious problems here in America. Wake up, Black America, wake up.
Please. Gotta be the thing is they don't care about your kids no more. So when you having kids, you might be thinking about a plan about how you're going to educate them because the school system don't care. The government don't care no more about educating your kids. Those
that's
days are behind it.
Homeschool. That's
Jump
the key.
Yeah. They have stopped caring about educating your kids. So if you don't care, what it seems like to me, they don't care.
Right.
Why?
I think that's what happened in Chicago. And pay attention when 446 kids get killed and nobody says a word, I should say 446 black kids get killed, and nobody, black and brown get killed, and nobody says a word, but 26 white
kids from affluent neighborhood die, and the whole world stops and talks about a gun bill. Something's wrong.
And they trained and molded and shaped them children since they were babies on firing ranges. Yeah, and it's very serious, because what happens is the dumbing down and the ignorance that has really, really, really surfaced in our political circles. You're talking Barack having a big State of the Union, young girl is in the back listening and being involved in that, and then her sister gets murdered. They kick in the door. Chicago is just off the chart. It's sad, and they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything.
You know what was more surprising when I did this show about Chicago? I reached out to three preachers who said they were trying to, you know, help with the situation up there. None of them would come on the show. They were coming, but they well, two of them said they were coming. The other one wouldn't even take the call. But none of them showed up. But, you know, that just tells me either it's so gangster up there that even the preachers are scared, or, you know, the preachers ain't really working for God.
They won't get the paycheck. They won't get the paycheck and the benefits.
That is.
It goes all hand in
hand. You got the Nation of Islam there. You got the Nation there. You got Oprah there. You got Jesse Jackson there. You got Barack Obama there, and they can't stop crime. You know, these people are incompetent, man.
But see, I remember when Oprah went and built the school in Africa, and listen, y'all, I love Oprah, but when Oprah built the school in Africa, she got a lot of flack because people said, hey, why aren't you helping Chicago? Chicago needs help. And I think what I heard, if I remember correctly, was Oprah said she was going to help people who really wanted to learn. So that tells me they didn't give up on Chicago. All that gang banging and all that other stuff where kids look like they just ain't trying, if you ain't raising them, they don't care. The mayor actually said to the Chicago Teachers Union president up there that he thought 25% of the kids in the Chicago school system were not going to be able to even be helped. So that means 25% they already gave up on anyway.
That shouldn't be the role of an activist. That shouldn't be the role of a leader. That shouldn't be the role of a preacher or a president, you know. Talk about those people back in the day. Those people were willing to put their lives on the line in order to do God's will. They cannot be doing God's will. I've always questioned all those people that I call their names earlier, you know, whether they were on the side of black people. And when you really do your research and your history on all those people that I call, you know, you're going to see that they're counter, you know, what black folks need to be about. You know what I'm saying? They're aiding and abetting the conspiracy.
I think Dick Gregory put it best, a soldier can't be scared. And most of these so-called soldiers, they scared.
They get a lot of ammunition, backpack, hunting knife, and plenty of batteries and a flashlight. That's what it's going to come down to.
Did she not say that a while back? We didn't talk about that a while back.
One element that I think a lot of people are missing out on is the snitch element. The snitch element is more powerful than any element that's out there right now. You have these guys that go to prison, and they will come out, and people will think they just got into arguing with somebody, but really they are paid to come out here and kill prominent brothers, man. It's a lot deeper than what people think, man. When you see these snitches riding around these brand new cars and overballing and all that, man. They on a mission, man. You never see them go to jail.
Agent provocateur.
Never thought about that.
Can I bring up one other topic before you get off that? Because I'm interested in hearing what these fellows say about this then. What do you think about the DAs in the Texas area, in the Kaufman County, Texas area, that got killed recently? What do y'all think that's about?
Well, I think it's about you taking people to, sending people to jail. And you're messing with the wrong phone. You know, you're messing with the wrong person. You got a hit out on them. And you got it. That's what that is.
It's complex because what's going to happen is, you know, when it's really about immigration, really. You know, they're going to actually, you know, start talking about it because you have the Texas Syndicate, the Mexican Mafia, you have a whole lot of gangs that are controlling Texas. And we eventually, Texas and a lot of Florida and all those states are going to be like Columbia, you know. But you can enforce the law because you're going to have those cartels in place well, they're going to be able to influence government. If you pass the immigration law and allow all those immigrants in, then guess what? You're not going to be able to control them, because there's going to be so many different gangs, mafias, and stuff like that that have power to bump off officials and anybody that opposes what they're doing, until we're going to have a government that's actually based on corruption. So the biggest task for America is going to be whether they want to invite corruption or be side by side with corruption, or, you know, try and combat corruption. That's actually what JFK was trying to do before he got killed. So, you know, we're in a tough position right now as a country.
That's a good point.
But also, let's not forget about the King Alpha Plan and the War Powers Act that's in effect, with our children in Roman costumes / uniforms. And they have their finger on the trigger. So martial law has been in effect since 1931-33. It's in effect. And then you have women, Asiatic / so-called African-American women, leaving home, abandoning their husbands and their children, going and putting on a uniform, because in the so-called military today, under the UCMJ, you have men, 90-95% are being gang raped and sodomized, as well as women, 40-60%.
Oh,
and this is really happening. So under the King Alpha Plan and War Powers Act, you have young male men that are walking around with their finger on a Tech 5 automatic machine gun, ready to kill their mothers. If they disobey the order in a time of war, they can be in public. Now, what we have now is a lot of public executions that are going on, and the brother was on point. I love that brother for that, and he's very, very informed. My brother, you're right, because these public executions have just started. What we've seen in the New Orleans thing in the Superdome, when that tsunami is supposed to happen, the military was told not to help them, and grandmothers and daughters and children were being raped by so-called gang members. So it is very serious. It's getting ready to happen. North Korea and South Korea, be on the lookout. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
You got to go back to the drone. Go back to the drone policy as well. When they implement the drone policy, you know, for you to implement a drone policy when you have the FBI, the CIA, and the SWAT and all these other task force, you're preparing yourself for something that's not organized. You know what I'm saying? When you drop a drone on somebody, that means you're dropping a drone on a group of people. You don't drop a drone on one person. You know?
Oh yeah.
The United States, with the technology that we have with the CIA and FBI, if they really want somebody, they can go grab that person, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, while he's, you know, a sniper. But when you talk about drones kill groups of people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And don't forget about HAARP. HAARP has the satellite and the capacity to make it look like these natural disasters, earthquakes and stuff like that. And then you have these individuals that are running around when these disasters occur, like in Haiti, and go over and get the bodies, these Jews. They go over and get the bodies with about 3,000 or 4,000 planes and sell the body parts. Be very, very, very aware. We must awaken from the dumb down and the blindness. We are awakened here. This panel that's awake, and we're here because this is by God's grace that we're here. This thing is very serious. It's time to wake up. People, it's a lot on the table, and a lot of things are happening. These young men coming out, like he was saying, they're snitching. They've been deputized. And under international delegation of authority order, a lot of people don't know that the police in the communities, whether it's the state or the county, they're nothing more than security officers. The real police is the trooper, the marshal, and the sheriff, This is really going on, but a lot of people don't know because they don't understand delegation of authority order. Things are happening. They also have laser weapons. They call it secret police, that they have the exercises, Port Authority, in places upstate New York. They wear all black with the helmets. These boys are serious. And it's very, very real. We have to be very, 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 very much on guard. Our babies are dying, the children.
That's right.
And it's sad because I'm going to give out a little information, if I may, Donnie.
Go ahead, man. I'm just listening.
The Psycho-Academic War Against Black Boys by Dr. Umar Johnson. Please check that out, the link, Google that. And Dr. Jawanza Kunjufu, Raising Black Boys and the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. If mm-hmm. you look at this link, you'll understand why the so-called Boule communities are raising the children from preschool to 3 to 5 years of age, and they're recruiting them to be part of the homosexual community.
Mm.
When it,
oh,
young,
Lord.
You look at this link tonight, Dr. Umar Johnson, he was just in Harlem a few nights ago. He's getting ready to leave Philly and come to New York. Called the psychoacademic war. He's a certified psychiatrist. He'll tell you all about ADHD and all that stuff. He'll explain everything about the scenario and things that's going on with our children. And it's very, very serious. So if you get that link, you'll see all the other links in the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys, as well as Raising Black Boys by Dr. Jawanza Kanjufu. You'll see it, and you won't believe what he's saying. And he's certified. He'll tell you that it's also by design. I'm not going to go into detail. Thank you so much for your time. Pardon me.
Wow. What do y'all think about that? I
very interesting.
On Center Stage and right here on this program, we're going to keep it real. We ain't going to sugarcoat it. We're going to keep it real. We're going to tell it like it is. Am I right, Carrie?
I am. Yeah, you are. And let me add one more thing tonight, Donnie B. Pay attention to the number of kids that keep coming up missing out. What are they? Are these human sacrifices, or what is really going on? Are they selling them off in prostitution? What's really going on? Every other day, there's a different little girl or little boy coming up missing. Where are they going? I mean, who's taking our kids off the streets?
I have noticed that.
That's serious, and that's a good question, because a lot of that is behind these agencies. You look at the FEMA camps. I'm not going to go into detail, but there's a lot of things that are happening. Children brought through to look at things that are going on in the Library of Congress. When Kissinger was in power and in place, he used to go out to little places in Ohio and get little orgies and little circles of little boys.
Mm-hmm.
And say anything. So there's a lot of things that are going on this planet, and a lot of people are turning their heads. Because they're selling.
Time is repeating itself.
It's very serious. But there's an awakening process that's happening. But please, whatever we do tonight, please link on Google to what's happening. And Dr. Umar Johnson is a certified psychiatrist out of Philadelphia. And Dr. Jawanza Kanjufu, The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. And he'll tell you about that. It explains everything. We're talking about getting our children back. Then we can understand the motives and the agenda about this. And in closing, if you tap into Dr. Gary Knoll out of New York City and Dick Gregory, they're best friends, Dr. Gary Knoll, GaryNullKnoll.com, there's never been a thing called, there's never a such thing as AIDS that's ever in the planet. You need to tap into that, as well as looking at what's going on here. He'll also talk about, now you're talking about things the sister was talking about earlier. Frankenfish is destroying a lot of the in the sea. You're not really getting real salmon no more. Things are happening because fish are eating up everything, and a lot of fish, if you notice, things have been turning up on the shore. So
right.
Okay, this is, and a lot of the food is cloned now. So if you're not vegan and going to the health food store, get vitamin C crystal, the powder. Get sea moss, flaxseed oil. Sea moss stimulates the brain and cleans the whole body. Wheatgrass and things of that nature.
Wow.
Tap in and tune in to cleansing and wellness and health. This is very key. Cod liver oil at night. Very good. Very, very good. The liver and kidney flush. Beets, a little celery, and apples. It's really time to start doing the things that we need to do to get back to it. Pardon me for imposing again. Pardon my manners.
Wow. I tell you what, right here, we have been educated tonight. Wonderful family that's working with us tonight on this wonderful program tonight. And again, Carrie, you got any closing remarks?
No, I'm good, Johnny Bay. Thank you. Again, if y'all would, Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, Center Stage right here on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-850-8390.
We're going to be there. I'm going to be there from Harlem. We're definitely going to be there.
Thank you.
And this Friday night, she will be talking about a very important topic, talking about Social Security. So
and Medicare.
And Medicare. So y'all make sure that y'all check out that program. I know I will be on there checking that because I really enjoyed last Friday night program. So I know I'm going to be educated, informed again this coming up Friday night.
Oh, pardon me. Donnie, the young lady that has the radio show, what is your name again, ma'am?
Carrie Hines.
Carrie Hines. Donnie, can you please give her my number when you get a chance?
Yeah.
We were going to meet her from the Black Theater of Arts in Harlem, Brother Taj Tariq Bey and some others. We really want to talk to her about the blue pill and the red pill she was talking about earlier, and those are great ingredients. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
that will work. All right, then. What about you, Queen B? You got anything you want to say? All right, then. What we're going to do right now, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the program. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, and we'll be back again when? Tomorrow, right here.
Donnie, call me.